Today on Gardening in a Minute, gray squirrels. There are almost 100 mammals native to Florida, and one of the most frequently encountered is the gray squirrel. These rodents have large, bushy tails and chisel-like front teeth that can chew through almost anything. Gray squirrels are active during the daytime. They eat a wide variety of plants, but mostly fruits and nuts. These creatures are common in urban areas, especially where there are oak trees, gardens, and bird feeders to provide them with plenty of food. Squirrels can cause a wide variety of problems in the home landscape. They can disturb your potted plants or even chew your landscape plants. Visual and odor repellents typically don't work, but taste repellents can sometimes be effective. And sometimes your solution could be as simple as moving your potted plants. For more information about gray squirrels, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, overseeding your lawn for winter. Would you like your lawn to look green for the winter? Try overseeding. It's when you plant a temporary grass to provide a green lawn all winter. North and Central Florida lawns are good candidates for overseeding. South Florida lawns won't need it, as they typically stay green all year. Grasses used for overseeding will not survive once temperatures rise in the spring. Ryegrass is popular for overseeding because of its fast growth and low cost. Ryegrass should be sown once daytime highs have fallen to the low to mid-70s. Rake the grass to remove all debris, then mow your lawn before sowing your seed. You'll need to water your overseeded lawn frequently until it is germinated. Once the lawn is established, it'll require normal maintenance. For more information on overseeding, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, gardening as we get older. Gardening is fun and healthy for people of all ages. As we get older, though, gardening can become more difficult, if not painful. But it's possible to adapt your gardening practices as you age, and here are a few simple ideas. Raised beds can reduce the amount of bending and maintenance required in the garden. Stools and knee pads can also make your life easier. Look for ergonomic tools which reduce stress on the joints and muscles. Purchase materials in smaller packages that are lighter to carry and use a garden cart which is easier to handle than a wheelbarrow. Work for shorter lengths of time and wear light, loose-fitting clothes when it's warm out, and don't forget a hat and sunscreen. For more information about this and other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, coastal gardening. More than three-quarters of Florida's population live in coastal counties. Coastal gardening requires a little extra planning to combat the winds, sandy high pH soils, and inescapable salt. The most important thing you can do for your coastal landscape is choose salt-tolerant plants, especially if you live within 1/8 of a mile of the coast. Native plants already growing in your landscape should be protected, as they're naturally adapted to coastal conditions. For new plantings, choose salt-tolerant species. These include vines such as bougainvillea, ground covers like sea oats, and shrubs such as the wax myrtle. Create windscreens with fences, sturdy shrubs, and tree groupings to protect your landscape plants from high winds, making your landscape your own little oasis. For more information on coastal gardening and other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, biological control. Biological control is a way of reducing the populations of harmful organisms with their natural enemies. Many beneficial insects that feed on harmful insects can be bought from garden suppliers. Ladybugs and lacewings control aphids, whiteflies, and other pests. Parasites can also kill insects or hinder their reproduction. Tiny parasitic wasps lay eggs in aphids, which eat the aphids when they hatch. Parasitic wasps are common to landscapes and can be encouraged with nectar plants. To increase beneficials, if you must use a pesticide, choose a low-toxicity product targeted to your specific pest and only treat the affected plants. Biological control is most effective when used as a component of integrated pest management, or IPM. For more information on biological control and other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.